Yeah, Jill's in the chair for Jimmy Smith this afternoon. 1-300-01-1170 is the open line number. Let's chat a bit of NFL on the program with Laurie Horish from ESPN. He's on the line right now. G'day, Laurie.
Great to be joining you. How are you doing?
Very well. Look, the Rams now, fallen to 1-3. They haven't looked that great, have they, in offense so far this year. Is it too early to write them off for this season?
Look, as someone who really thought that they'd be able to come up with a plan to replace some of the veterans that have made their way out of the building, like Andrew Whitworth and Odell Beckham Jr., and thought they'd be back in the mix for a Super Bowl, it's not too late to abandon hope for the season, but they need to come up with some solutions and quick. Quite frankly, I think for the Rams on offense, it comes down to the offensive line is piecemeal at best, unable to set the platform for the offense to get to work. We're seeing, look, Cooper Kupp getting fed plenty of production and plenty of targets through the air. I mean, he will get you over 100 yards seemingly, no matter what the result, but it's so light outside of that. They're unable to get the ground game going at all. Darrell Henderson, Cam Akers, no room to run today. They only get 15 carries between them and doing very little with that type of opportunity. And that's where this really comes down to. Matthew Stafford getting absolutely harassed behind the line of scrimmage. Tons of sacks, tons of pressures. I just saw now that one of the analytics companies has Nick Bosa credited with 14 pressures in this game alone. That's 14 times getting up in Matthew Stafford's face or planting a sack or planting him on the ground. Which is no way to run an offense. And for the 49ers, they're playing complementary football. You know, they've gone through the issue with Trey Lance being lost for the season. In comes Jimmy Garoppolo, who looks good working in the parts of the field we expect him to. He likes to operate in that middle part of the field, those in-breaking routes, 15, 18 yards downfield. We see him comfortable early with some big conversions, and they get enough out of the ground game with Jeffrey Wilson. And look, they're letting their defense set the tone. This is a hard-nosed, tough football team. And I think in previous seasons, the 49ers, the defensive line is stacked with first-round talent. That's never been any secret. But we're starting to see more complete play on the back end as well. Some of their secondary players and some of their cornerbacks. And Hufanga, one of the great names in the NFL, sealing it with an interception of Stafford and a pick six there. So the arrow is pointing the right direction for the 49ers, while the Rams need to come up with a solution to protect Stafford and keep this offense on schedule.
You mentioned there Trey Lance. We had a few QB movements, haven't they? Out for the season for him, Dak still injured. But the scenes we saw with Tagovailoa this week were pretty disturbing. Looks like he's out indefinitely. What's the fallout from this concussion controversy?
Well, you're going to see an overhaul or an update to the NFL's concussion protocols. The NFLPA and the NFL worked on updating the language there. And I think without trying to create any unintended consequences, which is what they're looking at, you know, in the verbiage and the legalese, I think they're really trying to get away from a reality, which has been the reality for the NFL. They're looking to get away from a world where a player can show some really obvious telltale signs of head trauma and falling to the ground and still make it his way back onto the field. They need to get away from that. That cannot happen. And obviously we saw that with Tua in week three and then to open week four. I mean, when my view is, look, I am not a doctor, and most pundits, most commentators, and most fans of the NFL are not doctors. But when our eyes match up with medical professionals saying, hey, this is clear as day to anybody and how we understand head knocks and concussions, whether we've got 8 years of academic study behind us or not, when those two are matching up, I think it's pretty clear as day that we need change. So that will be the fallout for Tua particularly. He's been ruled out for this coming week in week five, and I would be surprised if we saw him back anytime within the next couple of weeks. This needs to be a very careful, measured approach. Look, not every concussion is going to be treated the same way in a vacuum. We've made progress in recent years. I know Stefania Bell for ESPN has done fantastic work. This started 5-10 years ago, getting us away from saying things like mild concussion and mild symptoms. All concussions are serious. Yep. And this is the next level of that, really changing the dialogue.
Yeah, I think the NFL needed to be ahead of the curve on this one. Four games in, we've only got one defeated team. The best performing division is the NFC East. The Giants going better than the Bucks, 49ers, Ravens, Bengals. Is the season, Laurie, still working itself out? Or do you think we're looking at one of the most even leagues we've ever seen?
Parody. That is the word going around. It's a parody party. You mentioned the NFC East with winning records. I mean, the NFC East was a lot of people's hot tip to be the worst division in the NFC, maybe the worst division in the NFL. People saying, oh, is this going to be another 9-win divisional champion? Look, the Giants are 3-1. They're no one's pick to go on and make the playoffs. There's been some pretty unconvincing performances. They've hung around in games and managed to jag a couple. And look, beating the Bears 20-12 is not going to rewrite the narrative for the Giants. But credit, this is a better operation, a better front office, and a better head coach in Brian Daboll, and a better coaching staff in general. So it's not surprising that uninspiring performance is still being able to gut out wins for that team. The Cowboys doing it tough without Dak Prescott, but Cooper Rush and really, really the Dallas Cowboys defense is keeping the ship on course until I don't think we get Dak back this week against the Rams. He gets an update on his hand tomorrow. But I do think that the Eagles in week 6 is a realistic possibility. But yeah, I think the NFC East is showing plenty of fight and spirit, but when it comes to across the league, we're seeing scoring has been down. Disregard the Detroit Lions and Seattle Seahawks putting up 90-odd points between each other. Scoring's been down. And I think we're seeing, I think there's been some... The increase in player turnover, the increase in quarterback turnover does create a little more inconsistency from year to year. And that's something that makes it interesting. We are finding out who the good teams are.
Yep. A lot of off-season discussion, wasn't there, about the Packers, how they'd go without Devontae Adams. Look, they haven't looked great in offense, but they're 3-1, so they're sitting pretty well, and their schedule looks pretty good. You know, are Green Bay still going to be one of the teams to beat in the NFC?
As of today, no. As of 6 weeks, I think a really big change in discussion. You could see yesterday, look, them needing multiple, not just to go to overtime, but multiple possessions in overtime to put away a New England Patriots team quarterback by Bailey Zappi. If you don't know who Bailey Zappi is, I don't fault you. Not a lot of people do know who Bailey Zappi is, a relatively unheralded rookie with not the strongest arm in the NFL. But when you look at the key situations yesterday, those passing downs where it was tight traffic, more high leverage, high risk throws, we saw Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb be the targets, veterans who have chemistry and have history and who have trust of Aaron Rodgers. Not too many times did you see the ball put in dangerous positions when he was throwing to his young receivers like Christian Watson and Romeo Dubs. That will change over the next month, month and a half, as that chemistry, the confidence changes, they get more reps together, and Aaron Rodgers, who still looks like he's got it, I don't think we're seeing Aaron Rodgers fall off a cliff or anything like that. I think the production, the juice in that passing game will really start to evolve and grow. So as of today, no, they're not world beaters. What that looks like around Thanksgiving, very different.
Okay, one before we let you go. Mike Tomlin, one of the greatest coaches in history. It's been a tough start, though, hasn't it, for the Steelers? Is he facing his first ever losing season?
I think he is. I think he is, because whilst I think moving to Kenny Pickett is the right move, their rookie quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, is not the answer there. Unfortunately, they didn't do enough to build the offensive line in front of him. And the worst, one of the worst things you can do, as much as they have wide receiver talent there in Pittsburgh, one of the worst things you can do is have a leaky offensive line in front of a young quarterback, because it means they'll be working off schedule, it means they'll have to improvise, and it means they'll be... Unfortunately, some negative traits can get hammered in at a young age. They drop their eyes. They stop looking downfield. They start looking at the defensive line, looking at pressure, and it really turns it turns the offense into a pretty sorry sight. Hopefully, with Pickett coming in, maybe they go some more max protection looks. That's when you get more bodies in front of him to protect him. But I don't like the way the roster is structured to set up a young quarterback for success. Despite the talent they have at the skill position, I think the meat, the core of that Steelers offense is not there up front. So, yes, I do think they could be looking at a first losing season under Tomlin.
Okay. Parody. That's a takeaway from this conversation. Always good to get your thoughts. Thank you, Laurie. We'll catch you next week.
Great joining you. Thanks.
There is Laurie Horish, always comprehensive from ESPN with the latest in the NFL. 0457 736 736. Stuart, just before the news headlines, Gary from Newtown, that is, couldn't poke the finger at any salary cap breakers after the Bulldogs saga. Thank you, Stu. News headlines.